Nolte, Washington Senate race now a statistical tie. By John Nolte on September 26, 2022. The latest polling out of the left-wing state of Washington shows a statistical tie between the Republican and Democrat competing in the 2022 U.S. Senate race. Currently, Democrat incumbent Patty Murray sits at 48.7% support. Republican challenger Tiffany Smiley earns 46.5%. This is a poll from the Trafalgar Group, one of the most accurate pollsters of the last few election cycles. Trafalgar polled 1,091 likely voters. The margin of error is 2.9%. Murray has been in the U.S. Senate since 1992 and won re-election in 2016 with 59% of the vote. Smiley is a registered nurse and co-founded and served as president of Hope Unseen. Murray's 2016 re-election race was never close and was hardly worth polling. Instead, Murray consistently polled over 50% by margins such as 16, 21, and 24 points. The dynamic is different this time. Murray's Real Clear Politics average is 49%, just below the 50-point floor an incumbent wants. For her part, Smiley sits with an average of 41.3% support but is only behind by 7.7 average points. This is not the first poll to show Smiley closing. For example, a McLaughlin & Associates poll released last month showed Smiley down only 6 points, 43-49%. Regardless of how the Washington Senate race turns out, this poll is another sign of the struggles Democrats will face all over the country in November. The state of Washington should be a cakewalk for Democrats. But, this race should not be this close. Instead, this race should look like 2016 when Murray was coasting into her fifth term. But now she has an actual race on her hands. Democrats have defunded the police and embraced the transsexual sickos who groom and physically deform children. Democrats who have driven the economy into a ditch, waged war against affordable energy, embraced violent criminals, and want us to eat bugs, are in serious trouble this cycle. Same Democrats are shifting to the Republican column, along with Hispanics and an increasing number of Black Americans. The Democrat Party has gone insane to the point of becoming dangerous, and even some Democrats are sick of it. A bellwether election occurred in the deep blue city of Seattle, Washington, last year when a Republican, was elected city attorney. This was after all the horrors Democrats allowed the terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa to unleash in Seattle, including creating an autonomous zone that turned into a hellscape with no police protection for its residents. If Democrats have a challenge on their hands in Washington, they are looking at a wipeout nationally. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.